The amendment would make it easier for lawmakers to target education aid to poorer communities, but not explicitly undo the Claremont rulings requiring the state to fund an adequate education for every child. After the vote, Governor Lynch called the proposal a significant milestone.
The milestone being that it has passed the state Senate, and it is an amendment endorsed by the governor, by me. And now we're all going to work together to talk with our representatives, our colleagues in the House, as to the importance of the goals that we're trying to achieve.
The House rejected similar amendments backed by the governor in the Senate last fall amid concerns the proposals wouldn't give lawmakers absolute power to decide what the state would send communities in school aid, if anything at all. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.